For the last couple of weeks, we've been talking some about red flags in your marriage and things that might be happening or going on that just cause a little bit of conflict in your marriage, things that you might, just the red flags. And so today, what we're going to talk about is, when is it okay to throw that challenge flag, you might want to say, when and how can you do that in the most effective way? Because we know that people get a little nervous and uptight about approaching their spouse sometimes. And so we want to talk about what you can do and how you can handle it. So stay tuned. Hello, folks. Welcome back to another episode of the Redeemed Marriage Podcast. We are still playing around and having a good time. Heather sees lights. She wants to push buttons. Now would be the time.
Okay.
There it is.
Yeah, that's my favorite one.
So we've been just playing around, making sure that we know how to do everything. Our beautiful soundboard with the colors. And so I gave you a chance, and
yeah,
you did. You got a chance, and you had a great time.
If anybody has watched 1, 2, and 3 of these episodes that we've put on YouTube, they're going to be like, every one of them is totally different.
Well, I hope they're better.
Yeah, because the first one, we had no sound and no lights.
Right.
Then we had a wonderful friend say, oh, I can fix y'all's sound. And yep, he came in and fixed the sound. And then after the second one, we had another friend say, y'all are in the dark. I can
fix the lights.
The lights.
So let there be light. There is light.
So is there anything else we need out there, people? Because if there is, let us know.
I'm sure somebody's going to have something to say.
That's right.
But that's okay. Hey, if you've got a solution to our problem, that's our way of saying, we'll let you fix it.
That's right.
We have no problem at all with other people fixing our problems. All right.
And then there's the people who are still listening on podcasts who are like, I have no idea what y'all are talking about.
That's okay. So. Hey, this is a podcast.
It is
an audio podcast, but we also know that YouTube is a pretty big deal, mm-hmm, and people said that they would enjoy watching our podcast. So we just said, well, we'll set some things up and do it. And we have a dog, and the dog has decided that he's going to just bark right here in the middle of our podcast. But that's just part of it.
Yep.
So, all right. So what we've been talking about the last couple of weeks, we talked about you confronting your past self a mm-hmm few weeks ago, and just the things that were kind of going on in your heart. And we've heard a lot of people say how helpful that was, because it kind of, for the betrayed person, it sort of put some words to why. I don't think it answers the question completely.
Sure.
Of why someone would do something that would cause unfaithfulness, someone would actually take the act and follow through with unfaithfulness. But it does kind of give some insights as to what's going on in the heart. And so we talked about that, and then we even talked about last week the different paths to betrayal. And so some of those paths, along the path, is this slippery slope that there's red flags all along the way. And last week when we were actually out in the backyard and we were talking about what we were going to talk about last week, and when you mentioned the red flags and the thing, you know, the different paths, I mean, it just hit me that there's so many people that they see these red flags and they see things that they're uncomfortable with that their spouse is doing, and they're really scared to approach them. And they don't know, you know, when am I just being paranoid?
Mm-hmm. Jealous.
Jealous, mm-hmm, yes. And if I say something, is it going to create this tension and cause a big fight between us? They're going to get defensive, all of those things. And so it's like, you know, I was thinking about football.
Yeah.
Big football fan, big sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the coaches that get to throw that red challenge flag,
right,
and And I'm like, all right, well, when is it okay to throw the challenge flag when it comes to marriage and things that you're seeing going on with your spouse that you're not comfortable with?
Yeah. Do you think it would be worthwhile to stop just a second and explain what you mean by a red flag? Because there may be people out there that don't really know, like, what that means.
Yeah.
You explain it.
You said that was was not a you we. No, that was a you we.
Okay. Well, I'll take it as a me we. So, when I first was introduced to what that means, a red flag, it's just something that maybe cautions you or warns you that something is not like it's supposed to be. It's things in their character or in their behavior, or in your character and your behavior that is causing you to be uncomfortable in what marriage is supposed to be and look like, or a relationship in general. We've talked about red flags with people who we've done premarital counseling with, or people who are dating. You know, these are things that you have to look for in relationships. These can even be red flags you can have in relationships with friends that is like, oh, they're being controlling, or they're, you know, there's lots of areas in relationships that red flags can appear. And it's just important to not ignore them, and to what you're saying is when and how do we deal with them.
Yeah. And I know some of the ones that we talk about very regularly, especially when we're doing marriage coaching, is we talk about boundaries. And when couples don't have, you know, they haven't discussed and spelled out boundaries, healthy boundaries for their marriage, there's things that you get to just start, you start pushing the boundaries. And when those boundaries are pushed in lots of different areas, then those are red flags. I know that you talked, you know, the last couple of weeks, you've talked a lot about, like, your character and what was going on in your heart. And it was a lot of real selfishness. It was the, you know, what can I get out of relationships? It was the expectation of me making you happy. And so all of those things are red flags. And then there's the, you know, getting a little bit, you know, whether that's conversation or whatever with a member of the opposite sex, or, you know, just spending time with somebody that's, you know, having conversations that's more than just work-related, right, if it's a work, you know, that kind of thing. When it starts getting into personal, you know, being alone with somebody of the opposite sex, I mean, there's just all kinds of things that we hear so many times. And the thing is, I think that spouses see those things happening and they don't know how to approach it. So, I mean, even for us, like, I saw some things that were starting to happen, and, you know, I never in a million years expected you to be unfaithful. And so I didn't feel real comfortable bringing it up, because part of me was like, well, that's stupid because she would never do anything. And so that was one of the reasons why I didn't approach the things that were making me uncomfortable. I remember having some really, really brief conversations with you about a couple of things, and you just sort of shutting them down and getting real defensive about it. So I would say that what happens is, when the spouse is starting to recognize things, that it could be, first, it could be that you just are like, well, they're never going to do anything. They're never going to betray me in that way. So there's no reason for me to bring it up. But then there's, like I said, where you might feel like, well, I could bring it up, but it's probably silly. And then they're going to just bring the heat on me.
It's going to make them mad.
Yeah, it's going to, then it's going to all be about me and my fault. And so, I mean, I think that those are those two things. And then there might even be, well, that's making me uncomfortable, but I just don't really care, you know, and like, so I'm not going to say anything. So there's just all these things that people could be thinking about, and why they're not actually going in, you know, approaching their spouse. And so my first question is, because this happened to us. So my first question to you is should a spouse approach their spouse when they feel uncomfortable and they see these red flags that are starting to form?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think that the first thing that I would say you need to do when you see a red flag is make sure it's not a you issue. Mm. Like I can think of times where you have done something that is completely innocent, and I know that. And the red flag is like, oh, that's just me. That's just me being jealous, you know, like that's a me issue. And so praying through the fact of, is this really something that my spouse is doing that should cause a red flag? Or is it something in me that the enemy's trying to plant in me that's just to cause division?
I think that is such a great point. And I have an example, because I think that people out there might be going, well, what do you mean by that? Mm-hmm. Do you have an example? Mm-mm. Was there anything that you were thinking of, like specifically?
No, you can go ahead.
So I think that, and I mean, we could probably think of lots and lots of things, mm-hmm. That have happened through the years, but just for an example, I can remember, I lead worship at our church, or I'm on the worship team at our church, mm-hmm. and when we have rehearsal, it's usually late at night. You know, we go to church it's a Wednesday night rehearsal. We go for late rehearsal and we sing, and then we're there all Sunday morning. We're not together really because I'm with them singing and stuff. And obviously this is a worship team that has males and females and stuff, but I can remember the old you would have been really jealous about that. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you're up there spending time with other people, there's other girls up there that are singing, but you, like, obviously you do not do that at all now, but back in the day,
yeah,
like, I would feel almost guilty for doing something like that, using my gifts and being a part of something like that. And I think that's exact, because I was sitting here thinking, what is it that, and I was like, man, I can't remember the last time I felt any sort of angst inside mm-hmm. of me about, oh gosh, you know, I wonder if she's worried that I'm, it's just not there. And so is that a fair example?
Yeah, that's exactly what, okay. And I was really having trouble thinking of one from like our new marriage. Mm-hmm. Like I can remember, you know, back to the old Heather,
right.
Where I would feel, even with like you've always done a great job with your boundaries. But even when like you would put things into place and go to lunch with another male, because that's the rule, which we didn't speak that rule back then, mm-hmm. but, and a female like intern. Mm-hmm. And it would just make me mad mm-hmm. that you went to lunch with her and you weren't just by yourself with her. Like you
right.
did the appropriate thing, but it was a me issue being jealous. But that was spurring from an unhealthiness in me and really a fear of what I was capable of doing, mm-hmm. not you.
Yeah. I think that's good. But I, as you were just saying that, I thought, what a great point that sometimes it's not the other person's mm-hmm. fault.
That's right.
Sometimes they're doing everything that they can do. They're putting all the boundaries in place, and there's something wrong with your heart.
Right.
Now we're going to flip the switch mm-hmm. a little bit.
Because more than...
Yeah, right. More times than not, there is a red flag there.
More times than not, that's what I was trying to say.
But so much of that, too, is just how we've handled that since then. You know, there's a lot. There's a lot of years and maturity and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And we have massive boundaries in place now. So a lot of that kind of takes care of itself. But I didn't mean to cut you off. I just thought it was a really, really good point.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think the original question was, do you approach your yep. spouse. And before I would even think about approaching my spouse, that would be the first thing I would do is make sure it's not a me issue. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the next step for me would be to make sure that I come to them in a way where it's not blaming or attacking. Mm. It is communicating it well, you know, saying that, you know, this is something that I've seen, and it could be me. It could be, you know, just not, mm-hmm. but just, it could be me, but I just want to talk through this with you. So I think how you communicate it is definitely, definitely important. But I would 100% never say ignore it. Mm. Like, it has to be done. If you know it's not a you issue and you know that that it's something that needs to be communicated, you have to know and actually just pray and ask God for it to land right mm-hmm. in that person's heart. And knowing that you can't change it, that only God can do that. Mm-hmm. Only God can do that. So that would be, yes, communicate it, but communicate it in the right way.
Well, I think that communicating it in the right way, some of that or a big part of that is that you have to understand, I mean, I can't think of being approached with something like that and it making me feel good. You know, nobody's going to feel right. good about that,
yeah.
no matter what it is. Sure. And so if something has gone so far as to make your spouse uncomfortable to the point that they would actually come to you, mm-hmm. I mean, I think about what that does inside of me and the emotions. Like, I would, you know, it would cause some defensiveness for mm-hmm. sure, and it would feel like I was being attacked. And so the way that you just described, it's got to be done in the right way. And for me, what I feel like the right way is, I feel like, hey, if you're on YouTube, you got to see me do air quotes, the right way.
The quote, quote.
But if I think the way that that has to be handled is that you approach it from, our marriage is the most important thing to me. Mm-hmm. And I want us to protect it at all costs. And so these are some, you know, this is something that I have noticed that it just makes me scared, because I know that taking small steps like this are dangerous to our marriage. Mm-hmm. And it may be completely innocent right now, but it can lead to something else. And I just think that approaching it in that manner and just trying to tell your spouse how important your marriage is, how much you love, because I think what usually happens is it's just a nagging, or yeah. it's an attack, or it's a, you know, I feel like you're, you know, you might be cheating. Are you cheating on me? You know, that yeah. kind of stuff. And yeah. so just really important to make sure that you're doing it in the right way and that you're communicating it in the right way. Okay, so now let me ask you this. When you were being unfaithful, would it have even helped? I know we've talked about this a little bit, but there's people out there that are going, well, I can approach this with my spouse, but it is not going to mm-hmm. change a thing. Mm-hmm. So what do we tell those people? Because I know, I mean, there are people that are going, yeah, that sounds great, mm-hmm. but my spouse is not going to change a thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So and, what do you do?
And I can literally remember you approaching me about things that made you uncomfortable, and I made them small. I was like, that's not that big of a deal. You know, I could do that in a blink of an eye. I could also turn it around and make it a you issue. You know, like, why are you so insecure? Mm-hmm. I mean, I could take your words that are like, you know, it really makes me uncomfortable when you do this and this, and could say, well, you're just jealous, or that's in that's your insecurity. I would never do anything like that. Mm-hmm. I also could very easily, I can actually remember a time where you talked about, me hugging and being too close physically with people, men. And I turned that on you, mm-hmm. and said, well, people think you're rude because mm-hmm. you don't hug or mm-hmm. you don't get, physically close to mm-hmm. people. And so I was the master of manipulating the situation and making it about you. Now, did I think in the moment, oh gosh, he's nailed it. He knows, and I'm going to make this about him. No, it was just a defense mechanism. It mm-hmm. was me manipulating it to get the focus off of me and putting it back on you and trying to make you feel guilty for bringing it up. Mm-hmm. So I think that's where, when I said a while ago, just asking God to help it land correctly, that's where I was headed with that.
Yeah.
In that, you can say, God, I know this is not going to go well, but I can't sit back and ignore it. Mm-hmm. I have to be able to speak truth into my spouse and be able to be honest and say, this is bothering me. But knowing that your words are not going to change the person. Mm. Like your words are, there's no magic to them to where they're going to go, oh, you're right. Mm-hmm. Only God can do that.
Yeah.
Only God can prepare their heart. And I would pray specifically for that. Prepare their heart for what I'm about to say. Mm-hmm. Help them to respond well. And if they don't respond well, then that is not on you. Mm. That's not, like, you're not responsible for their response.
Right. And we're not responsible for being their Holy Spirit.
That's right. Absolutely.
But sometimes our prompting can cause a check.
Yeah.
Which then allows them the opportunity to listen to the Holy Spirit the next time.
Yeah. And so that would be my biggest encouragement, is don't let how they're going to respond scare you into not speaking into it. Because unless you're worried about like physical abuse, I mean, that's right. Different. But don't let the fact that they may be mad at you mm-hmm. or frustrated with you keep you from speaking truth into that situation. And if they don't respond well, you've still done your part mm-hmm. in saying, this makes me uncomfortable, this scares me, because you never know. The next time they do that thing, they may rehear your voice and mm-hmm. go, gosh, maybe I am doing something that makes them uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And you have to live open-handedly with that part and trust that part with the Lord.
I was listening to a podcast this week, and I don't remember whose it was and really what even the topic was, but I did hear them say, if your spouse thinks that something is wrong and says that something is wrong, then something's probably wrong.
Yeah.
And you can, there is the part of that where you can go back to what you said at the beginning, and you can look at yourself and your own heart, but if it's causing your spouse to be uncomfortable, that's a real feeling.
Sure.
I mean, you can get to the root of it and you can find out, well, some of it is, it could be a jealousy. It could be they're just always nagging or always looking mm-hmm. for something wrong. There is that part of it. But for the most part, if your spouse brings something up to you and says that something is not right, then something's not right.
Yep.
And so the last two things that I wanted to ask would be this. What is the danger in throwing a challenge flag? What would be the dangers in throwing the red flag and bringing something up like that to your spouse, in your opinion? I know I'm just throwing all kinds of questions at you.
I know people but what see I wanna, me
but what
doing
I want
like
to do
this.
I
don't have the questions in front of me. No,
I haven't asked you. I mean, we haven't talked about this, no. but I want to say, what are the dangers in bringing something up? And then what are the dangers in not bringing something up?
Well, it's funny that I'm glad you went ahead and gave me the next question, because I can think of a bunch of dangers for not bringing it up. Mm-hmm. But I guess the danger in bringing it up is what we just talked about, in the fact that you could make your spouse really angry if they're not in a place to receive it. Mm-hmm. And you could make the division between you greater because of that.
And that's why, just like we said, the important parts are you approach it the right mm-hmm. way, and you also do it to where you know that you're not the one responsible for creating change. And so, yeah, it may cause a little bit of friction for mm-hmm. a little bit of time. But the danger in not bringing it up is greater.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, even, and honestly, Rusty, you can look back at our story and say that you threw some red flags. Mm-hmm. You did. I mean, you pointed some out. Now, in retrospect, you have said, I should have done this better. I should have been, you know, firmer in this area mm-hmm. and really stood up for our marriage. And that's another podcast that we've done. But you did try to say things to me that I just became completely defensive about and would not hear mm-hmm. it. I had a very, very hardened heart. Mm-hmm. The hope would be that you're speaking into a heart that's not hardened, and that you are able to bring change in your marriage, and because of you speaking truth into those situations. But the danger of not saying something is that you are just sitting back and letting the enemy have his way. Mm-hmm. Because if there's something, a red flag that is, of course, I mean, you know, I'm just thinking about the ones in our situation. If you sat back and didn't say anything, then those things only continue to get worse.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's also just the danger is that if something ends up happening, mm-hmm. then you're always going to look back and say, I should have said something.
Absolutely.
Like, I saw something starting to happen and I should mm-hmm. have said something. Mm-hmm. And look, people may be, I think that a lot of times people listen to our, and they hear us, not that we're dancing around our story, but we're just not telling. And so people kind of are like, give us some, like, what are, like, where are you going? What are some examples? And so for us, and I'll kind of close out with this story. There's one that just jumps out at me from the very beginning. And some of you may have heard us tell this before, but I was beginning to, and this is another thing. Because we're on this subject and we're talking about it, I want to talk about all the little parts of it. Because if there is a time that if you start seeing something, that it could be the Holy Spirit is prompting you. Because the Holy Spirit may be saying something to your spouse, but your spouse is not listening.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be that the Holy Spirit is prompting you to say something. And I had these just uncomfortable feelings about somebody, and nothing was going on at the time. And I had gone out of town, and I was trying to get in touch with you. And this is the part of it that I want to make sure, because I think that people can relate to this. I was trying to get in touch with you, and I was calling, and you weren't answering, and it was late at night. And this was like, you know, for an hour or more. And the whole time, I was getting madder and madder and madder. And my mind was going all sorts of places of, what could you be doing? Why are you not answering your phone? And so I was just extremely angry at that point. And so when you finally called me back, I was in no place to communicate and approach it the way that I should have, because then I was just in this attack mode of, what are you thinking? And it ended up, yes, nothing was happening, but it led to exactly what happened. And I kept saying, why are you somewhere alone, even though it was church? Mm-hmm. I was like, why are you somewhere alone at 9 o'clock at night with another guy? And your phone was being charged because it had died and it was in another room. Like, all that stuff was just, and I just, I mean, I did attack you because I was like, you know, both of y'all are smarter than this. Like, this is so stupid. And, you know, everything was thrown back at me and was so defensive. And I did it. I mean, I said it, but it wasn't in the right way. Mm-hmm. It wasn't communicated the right way because I was so angry and because I was trying so hard to get in touch with you, all that kind of stuff. So I'm saying this because I know how it feels. It can get to a place where you're feeling so scared and nervous and you're uncomfortable and you let it, you just push it down, or, you know, you just get madder. And then by the time it comes out, mm-hmm. it just doesn't come out the right way. Right. So that's why I think it's important that, like you said from the beginning, you pray about it. You pray that it's said well. You pray that it's received well. You take a breath. Make sure that you're approaching it all the right way. And also that you don't keep pushing it aside until it gets to a point where it's just going to blow up and boil over when you approach
right.
it.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. Did that help? I don't know. Maybe I didn't give the best example. You might have been thinking of something Mm-mm. else.
It was perfect. And I think we are...
You can... If you got something
okay,
you
good.
Need to say. Go ahead.
Well, no.
Oh, people... Hey, well, I had somebody the other day told me that we needed to push the envelope to 45 minutes.
Yeah, well...
So we're not going to go that far.
We're not, because let me tell you. I just have... Okay, so when you sent a message, because he led worship this morning, and we were trying to decide what we were going to talk about. This is an every weekend event. And he said, I really feel like God's wanting us to talk about red flags. And I was like, absolutely. And I'm out, and because I went to the first service, so I came home. Logan was out of town. Luke's at school. I went in the backyard and was just listening to my praise music and was thinking about what we were going to talk about. And God just took me in a totally different direction. And I was like, oh no, we're not going to have time to talk about all this in one podcast. And we don't. So I'm going ahead and claiming what we're going to talk about next week. I know you hate when I do that.
So
I'm going to tell you where he's taking me. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So I was thinking about, yes, red flags, when you see it in your spouse, you have to call it out. I am passionate about that. But then I started thinking, what happens when you see red flags in yourself and you ignore them?
Okay. Were you wanting to talk about that today?
Well, I was gonna if we had time.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think we have time to dig into that.
Nope. We're just going to leave everybody hanging.
Because I think it's easier to see red flags in other people than to go, I checked up on that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easier to say, I see that red flag in you and you need to stop it than it is to go, ooh, I see that red flag in my thoughts or in my actions and or in my desires and actually doing something about it. Because that is where I failed. Because I red flagged all the time, and there were so many excuses and so many reasons why I didn't deal with them. So I want to talk about that next week, about, you know, yes, you see red flags in your spouse, but what happens and what do you do with the red flags in your own heart?
Okay. Hey, I'm ready. That gives us a great topic for next week. So I guess you're going to have to come back so you can make sure that you are staying up to date on everything. And who knew that Heather wanted to talk about something completely different?
No, it's still red flags. Uh-oh, sorry.
I mean, this person. Okay, here's the deal. You can't touch the buttons anymore. I mean, we had, like, things were going so smoothly.
Spruce is going to be so disappointed in me.
You turned off the music. We got to get out of here. This is getting a little bit, I'm throwing the challenge flag. No more touching the buttons. All right. Hey, thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next week.